discussing how contractors can finish strong and finish well when they decide to exit their business. This is the Contractor Succession Podcast.
Welcome to the Contractor Succession Podcast. Normally on this podcast, we discuss how contractors can finish strong and finish well when they decide to exit their business. Today, however, we are bringing you a special edition based on the COVID-19 / coronavirus, and we hope to bring you information that you will find useful to navigate through these tough times. My name is Marty Wolf, and along with Scott Good, we operate Contractor Succession. I want to note something that I think is very important in this discussion. Note that Scott Good is an HVAC and plumbing operator, and he operates two HVAC / plumbing companies. Welcome, Scott, to the special podcast.
Thanks, Marty. Good to be here.
Wow, interesting times, huh, Scott? And one of the things we both saw was a video that was put out by Arne Sorensen, and he is the CEO of the Marriott Corporation. Why did you send that to me? What did you find interesting about that?
Well, it was my wife that sent it to me. She had seen it and thought that it really spoke to how a leader should deal with his employees. I was really impressed with the way Arne was direct, was very open and honest, and laid out his priorities, talked about the things that he was doing. And I like the transparency of the whole message and the way he spoke to his folks.
Yeah, he took some drastic measures. And by the way, folks, everything that we mentioned here today on this podcast, in the show notes, we will give you a link to that interview, and we will give you several links as we talk through this, as we chat today with Scott about everything that's going on. So, Scott, you also put out a couple of videos to your companies, Goodco Mechanical and Bovard Heating and Cooling and Plumbing. So tell me what you said in your videos. Why did you do them, and what did you say?
Well, I'll start with the Bovard Heating and Cooling. It's a small, mostly residential heating and plumbing contractor in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area. And I just wanted to basically let our customers know that we were open for business as part of the governor's mandate that came down last Thursday night in Pennsylvania, that basically called for all businesses to close except certain ones, of which, heating and cooling contractors who are responsible for helping people have, and I'm looking outside my window right now and it's snowing. So making sure that people have their heat available to be able to run properly, and maintenance as well. So I just kind of wanted to let our customers know that we were open for business and let them know the steps we had taken to deal with the coronavirus, both for them and for our employees. So that was video number one. Video number two was a little bit more extensive. This was at Goodco Mechanical in State College, Pennsylvania. Again, letting them know we are open for business. But the other thing, we implemented a video phone HVAC helpline where customers could call and talk to my service manager. We would actually do either a FaceTime or Skype call on their phones and take the phone and actually allow Jeff, our service manager, to look at their thermostat, look at their furnace, their heat pump, and do some diagnostics and try to help them identify something simple that could be resolved without having to send a service tech out. And ironically enough, we've had two of them already today. One we were able to resolve, and the other one's going to require a visit, but we were at least able to narrow down the scope of the work so we can send the right person out with the right parts to make it happen quickly and get folks out of their house.
Wow, that sounds very innovative, and I think that's what's going to happen as a result of all this. I think innovation is going to, I'll use the word explode, but in the meantime, we're navigating through some tough times. Scott, are you okay if we put in the show notes the links to both your interviews?
Yeah, absolutely. And they're both right now, they're both on Facebook. We'll probably be tying them into our website here shortly. But right now they're both on Facebook. So yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
Your Facebook page, if they want to see it as they listen to this, give me your Facebook page, rather.
Goodco Mechanical is the one, and Bovard Heating and Cooling is the other.
All right. Those are great videos and very helpful and very innovative. So let's get back to your team, if you will. How important, or share with me or share with all of us, how important is it or has it been for you to have a strong management team in place during a crisis like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. We have, you know, over the past couple of years, put together a really strong team. And one of our mantras is we always try to look around the corner. And so we started, I'm guessing 2-3 weeks ago, when this all began to come down, long before there was any kind of voluntary and then mandatory shutdowns of any businesses, we started having these conversations and identifying worst case scenarios. Not a simple thing or an easy thing for me, because I'm a real glass half full guy, as you well know. Mm-hmm. And so I, you know, looking at worst case scenarios is not something that makes me feel comfortable, but we forced ourselves to do it. And we started identifying what if this, what if that. And, you know, we were probably 2 weeks ago began having regular coronavirus update meetings. In fact, we were doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday for the last 2 weeks with my management team, talking about, okay, we're getting closer to the next step, which could be a shutdown. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Who, if we have to begin layoffs, what does that look like? If we have to shut parts of our business down, what does that look like? What steps are we going to take internally to keep our people safe? What are we doing with our service vans and service techs? What are we doing in our office? And so great conversations, hard conversations, but everybody was up to the task.
Mm. Now, you are involved in residential and commercial businesses. Are you treating those separately or distinctly?
Well, as part of what went down last Thursday with the governor's mandate, all construction, both commercial and residential, was shut down Thursday night. However, the largest project we have is a nursing home. And as a result of that, there was a clarification made to that mandate to allow nursing homes to remain open. So we do have several of our employees working on that job. On the residential side, we are open to do service and maintenance and equipment replacement on the residential side, but that really doesn't take my entire company. We have between both Goodco and Bovard about 60 to 65 employees, and quite honestly, you know, at best case, we've got maybe half to two-thirds working. The rest have been we've had to lay off. But we have taken them in separate, you know, we've had to look at them separately. And when we're talking to our clients, some are just residential, some are both, some are just commercial. So we, you know, it's a little bit of both based on what's allowed by the governor right now.
And we are, as Scott has indicated, we are talking about Pennsylvania. He is located in Pennsylvania. I am pretty sure there are similar things across the country, especially when you hear this, there's different levels of shutdowns. And you said you got whatever word you used, approval, or whatever the words that you used to work on that commercial project. How important has the associations that you've been connected to, how important have they been during this crisis?
Well, let me start on the commercial side. We are a member of ABC, Associated Builders and Contractors. They are very, very intimately involved in what's been going on. The amount of information from ABC has been tremendous, not just from the national organization, abc.org. They're located in DC, in Washington, D.C., in fact, not too far from the White House. And the information that's been coming from them, we're also a member of ABC Pennsylvania. as well as ABC Central Pennsylvania. And so we've been getting information from all three of those organizations. Some of it has just been passed down from the national down through each, and some oftentimes I'm getting it three times, but that's okay because it's good information. On the residential side, we're a member of the National Association of Home Builders, also the Pennsylvania Builders Association, and then the Central Pennsylvania Builders Association. So again, a lot of information on what's there, you know, what protocols are out there. There's some other ones in our industry, ACCA, A-C-C-A, which is the Air Conditioning and Cooling Association. And
right. I think you got them.
I think there was one more. Oh, PHCC, yeah. Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Contractors right. Association. And then also, you know, the local chambers. We're involved in our local chamber, and they've been a great source. In fact, they've got all kinds of free webinars going on right now that we're tapping into for different stuff. So,
as I mentioned before, every one of those sites that Scott mentioned, we will put in the show notes. If you want to check out the first one that he mentioned, which is the Associated Builders
and Contractors, ABC.org.
ABC.org. Now, is there, do you need to join that to get the updates on that location, Scott?
You can get some of the information direct on the site, but I think some of the more detailed stuff comes with a membership. And so you don't join the national organization, you join a local or regional. In our area, it's Central Pennsylvania. There's a Western PA, an Eastern PA. There's a Keystone, which is the Harrisburg, York, Lancaster area. There's several New York organizations. There's Maryland. So they're all over the place. There's actually 69 chapters of ABC, and they're a great organization for lots of different reasons, not the least of which is this.
Scott, are you okay with us giving out our email addresses, which they can find on contractsucession.com anyhow? But are you okay with giving your email address out? I'm happy to give mine. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Scott@contractorsuccession.com.
So Scott@contractorsuccession.com, and very uncomplicated. Mine is Marty@contractorsuccession.com. We would welcome any questions or comments, and if we can help you in any way, we would do that. And I think I mentioned all the websites and all the contact information that Scott mentioned will be available. There are certainly the major channels, like you can bounce between CNN and MSNBC and over to Fox, so you're getting an unbiased view of what's happening in terms of updates. I personally like Axios.com, which is A-X-I-O-S, A-X-I-O-S.com, and I'll put that in the show notes, and that's, I've been getting real unbiased up-to-date information from them. I also use LinkedIn for a lot of information. They've been outstanding on LinkedIn and sharing information about the whole general context of things. What our purpose of today is to help HVAC contractors and plumbing contractors get through this as best they can, and reminding you that we certainly would welcome your questions. So, Scott, you know, you have heard me use this phrase, so we now have the magic wand, and we are through this crisis. But right now, what's your view of maybe the lessons that we've learned, or something that you'd like to share? Well, the lessons that you've learned and that you think you'd like to share with us.
Yeah, well, in retrospect, there's all kinds of things that, you know, if you could go back and be a bit more prepared. I think we were about as prepared as we could be. But, you know, as I was listening to one of the press conferences yesterday, when they were talking about, you know, how many masks are going to be needed and how many respirators. And I remember President Trump saying something like, you know, there's no way anybody could have imagined something like this happening, you know, to this extent. You know, I guess a couple things is to start think when things start to smell not so good, is to be able to do that look around the corner thing that I mentioned earlier, and to kind of have your own plan in place if and when something could or would happen. The other thing that I think is really helpful, as contractors, we tend to get to the end of the year, and if there's any money left, you don't want to have to pay a lot of taxes. So, you know, you'll buy some vans or some trucks or, you know, forklift or something. Having a slush fund, I think, is really important because, you know, one of the scary things, I think, for contractors right now is shutting down, trying to figure out, do you have to lay people off? Can you afford to pay salaries for a period of time? Do you have money to be able to make that happen? How are you going to help your employees get through this stuff? So having a stash of cash to be able to weather storms like this that are just totally unanticipated. You know, I've had those conversations with my kids, you know, about, you know, you never know when your car is going to break down or something's going to come up or you're going to have a medical emergency. Well, this is like a, you know, you crashed three cars and had six medical emergencies and everything else all in the same day.
Yeah. Well, if for your home accounts or for your personal things, it's often referred to as a rainy day fund. You might as well have a rainy day fund in your company, which is difficult sometimes for small business owners. But lessons learned, I think, from today is cash management, having that rainy day fund so that you're prepared for them as best you can be prepared. So, Scott, we're going to wrap up. Any closing thoughts to wrap up this conversation about coronavirus and how we can navigate through it?
Just one quick thing is, you know, we've been monitoring what's been going on the national scene with the Senate and the House. There hopefully is going to be some stuff for small business owners coming out of this, some business retention loans to allow you to pay for employees for a period of time, some money going directly to the employees from the government they're talking about, some loans, enhanced unemployment insurance. Who knows what all is going to be part of this? They're fighting like cats and dogs, like children, like they usually do. A little afternoon, early afternoon on Monday the 23rd, and I think they're fighting it out right now to try to get something out, but hopefully there will be something available to help we contractors, we small business owners get through this thing.
Yeah, and I would add to that, make your decisions based on your company. And don't take money for the sake of taking money unless you're really comfortable with it. Make sure that whatever loans, grants, whatever you're going to do fits your particular situation. You know, as a consultant, Scott, I have to say things like that. So,
absolutely.
it's in my nature. So hopefully we've been of help to you. It's been our honor to present this to you. You are listening to the Contractor Succession Podcast. My name is Marty Wolf, and my guest and my partner in Contractor Succession, Scott Good, has been with us. Again, you can reach us at scott@contractorsuccession.com or marty@contractorsuccession.com. Hang in there. Good luck.